I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Music lovers will travel great distances to hear a good concert. Woodstock, Carnegie Hall, the Sydney Opera House. But two scientists, one of them from Britain and one originally from Romania, recently put on a performance that was out of this world, literally. Reporter Ari Daniel Shapiro brings us the story.
Sit down with Tim Layton, an acoustics professor at the University of Southampton in England, and he'll tell you something's been missing from space exploration.
Almost all the space probes that have been launched to explore the solar system have been able to see with cameras, but have been deaf. They've not been equipped with microphones.
We don't really know what other planets sound like. Another scientist, University of Louisiana physicist Andy Petculescu, shared Layton's frustration and curiosity.
We would like to know what are the sounds of other worlds.
They asked themselves, for example, what would the human voice sound like on another planet? What about music? Now, this would be a difficult experiment to conduct in reality, but they realized it would be easy to simulate if you knew something about the atmospheres of other planets.
We could look through the photos of these planets, find some good craters where you'd do an open-air concert, and we could put an instrument at one end, and then we could position the audience at various points seated through this crater and see how the sound changes. What's a good concert hall on each planet?
So they held an imaginary concert. They chose an instrument, the pipe organ, and a piece of music, Bach's Toccata and Fugue in D minor. This is Tim Layton playing the piece on the organ at his local church in England. Layton and Petculescu took this recording and used a computer to simulate what it might sound like on Mars. They considered how the Martian air would vibrate within the organ pipes and what would happen to the sound as it traveled toward the audience. And here's what they got. It doesn't sound all that different from the version on Earth. The pitch of the organ is a bit lower, but if you started walking away from the organ on Mars, you'd notice a big difference. The volume would drop off quickly, just a short distance away. That's because large amounts of carbon dioxide in the Martian atmosphere would soak up the sound.
So sitting 10 meters from this organ going full blast, you can't hear a thing. It's silent.
They also simulated a concert on Venus. Supposing for a moment that the organ and the audience could withstand Venus's crushing pressure and searing heat, Bach's Toccata would be slightly higher in pitch. This is Petculescu's favorite planetary rendition of the piece.
I find it eerie, and I think that's cool.
To highlight the differences in the music on different worlds, Layton and Petculescu held an interplanetary concert. They simulated organs playing simultaneously on Earth, Mars, Venus, and Saturn's largest moon, Titan. And the result? Not exactly the ethereal music of the spheres.
I'm glad it doesn't last much longer than it does. I think I can stand about 30 seconds of it, and then that's about it.
Layton insists this research has some practical applications. Scientists could use the same approach to simulate the sound of extraterrestrial thunder, wind, and earthquakes, so when an astronaut or probe does land on another planet, we'll know what we're looking for.
The era of the astroacoustician is coming. People who will really work hard to put acoustics into spaceflight.
Layton and Petculescu expect that future probes will be equipped with microphones, and they're eager to hear what other planets really sound like. For The World, I'm R.A. Daniel Shapiro.